Hey, baby. It's 2:20. I'm just getting home. I had to get the lottery tickets. I had to find a lottery place that was open, and I came off on Franklin Prospect Turnpike or Parkway, whatever the fuck. Anyway, I had an epiphany while I was driving, and I don't want to text it to you because I want you to hear my voice. I want you to hear my sincerity. I want you to hear the passion in my voice and everything. And let me preface everything that this has nothing to do with a relationship or anything. This has to do with what we do, what we have, what we do for each other. What I realize is that I have an advantage over you in treating you as like a top priority, even though we're not in that type of relationship. As I said earlier, I believe and am dedicated to treating you like you should be treated, which is top priority. That's just how you should be treated, because that's just how special you are, and that's just what you deserve based on what you've been through in your situation. Any dude dealing with you should treat you like that. And I'm one of the main dudes in your life, so I have dedicated myself to treating you like that. Now, you, on the other hand, you don't have the same luxury. You've got to put me after the kids, which I should be after the kids. You've got to sometimes you have to put me after GGS family. Sometimes you have a large family. Sometimes I come after the large family. Sometimes you have Sadish, he's the baby's father. Sometimes I come after him, particularly when it's family related. Sometimes I come after him because he comes up with a hokey doke to block, and I come after him. Sometimes I come after his parents' functions, and they come up short and they can't watch the kids, and then you just stay home, and I come after that. So you don't have the same abilities that I have to treat you top priority. But when we met, what you did have, and what I always felt, is that when you did get chance to break loose, or when you were home, alone, miserable, with Friday there, or whether he's not there, he's playing cards, or whatever, that you wanted to be with me, and that you wanted, you knew that I deserved better than what I had been. That was the common theme between us. When I met you, when you told me a story, I was like, well, you don't know who you are, and you deserve to be with someone better, to treat you based on who you are. And you felt the same about me, and we both made efforts to make each other feel that way. Even if you couldn't make me number one and accommodate me like that, I always felt your intent was, if I could be there, I would be there now with you. Now, since then, we now work together. When we started working together, my father was working 3 days a week. Dama was breaking out early. It was a beautiful situation, because not only did we get to work together, but when they weren't around, it was like we had our little personal and intimate time together. And, you know, and then you could go home and be with the kids, and it wouldn't sacrifice, because sometimes in the beginning, you were sacrificing what the kids needed then to be with me. And in reciprocation, I was there for you and the kids when you did have them. I'd watch it myself. I would try to teach them. I would buy the educational software to make up for the fact that, you know, that you being with me had come at some sacrifice. So we're going to make up for that sacrifice. Well, since even that time, you know, us working together, now my father's coming in every day. Now Bama won't leave. Now we have Aisha there. So that ends their school. And your life also, you know, when I first met you, you weren't going out to clubs. You weren't going out here. You weren't. Now, you know, your life is more full, and we got school. We got working in the city, this, that, and the other. The kids are getting older, so they need more personal attention. And to some extent, I think they spend more time, like, when they were younger, I had them more often. I saw them more often than I see them now. So a lot of things have changed, okay? I don't care about those things. Those are part of life. What I am concerned about is if I'm out here working hard working for you, let's say, dedicated to you, the thing I wouldn't want is I wouldn't want you to get so comfortable that you would be like, you know what, he's out there working for me, and like, I don't really care right now because I'm busy. Even if he's thirsty, he could find his own water, because that's not how we do. Like, I know that everything that I do for you will come back to me tenfold. I always knew that anything I do for you or with you, you would make sure that if I was thirsty as a result, let's say I was slaving out here, that you would make sure I had at least a cup of water. As opposed to, okay, work for me, bitch, and if you need anything, call someone else because you know I'm busy right now. Peace. To some extent, you got a little jiggy and comfortable, and I'm partly to blame because I have made you think that it's okay, that I don't need, don't worry about that, just I got that, here. I've made you believe that I don't need anything, that I don't need that energy from you, that beautiful energy that you've always had that made me feel special, that made me feel that you wanted to be the one to give me that extra special that I deserve. So when I talk about being sloppy, like in my other text, being sloppy is to forget and to get so comfortable that you don't really, you're not minding the other person's real feelings anymore. But you're getting your needs met, but you're not minding the other person's feelings. And I'm guilty of it too, because there's some things that you have told me you don't like that I may be making you feel. So there's some negative stuff that I know, and I'm trying. I want to iron that out, because the only shit that I think about and feel is that I want to know you're safe. Okay, And I want to know, I want to feel like I matter to you, like you matter to me. Even if it's not in action. And I don't want you to fake it. If it's not true, it's not true. Just, you know, just tell me it's not true. And then all this, you know, not necessary. But if it is true, if you do love and cherish me like I love and cherish you, I never want to feel like I'm out here working and I can't get a drink of water. I can't get you to give me a cup of water. That you're so busy, like you got niggas multitasking for your ass. Like, you're out there doing your thing. They're doing your thing for you. And you don't want to get a cup of water. There's a hole in the bucket. You don't even want to get a bucket of water and give a nigga a drink while he's out here working for you. Remember, I've been through that. I don't ever want to feel that again. Because there's so much I would kindly do for the person that makes me feel good about doing. And there's so little I would do for a person that would make me feel like they didn't really respect me and didn't and was so spoiled that they were like, well, nigga, you ain't got nothing else to do but wait on me, so what the fuck? Like, just do it, bitch, and shut up. So that's not your style either. So all I'm saying is that the sloppiness is a form of taking for granted to me. And it's funny sometimes, and other times, especially when I can't get what I want, what I know I deserve, and it's not really asking a lot. I wouldn't tax you, but when it's all like, well, me, and then when I say, I just need some water. And the nigga's like, well, go get it yourself, nigga. I don't expect that person that is number one, that I've made number one for me, to be like, well, go get your own cup of water. In other words, you know, like, I'm not going to take a minute out of my time. I know you're spending hours on your stuff that I actually do, but I'm not going to spend a minute of my time to make sure you're okay. To me, that's not, once you go there, it's done, son. You're done, son. That may have been, and that's why you date somebody, so you know, you date someone long enough to see at what point do they get sloppy and be like, you know what, go for your own. I'm done. Then you know you can't have a life with them. They don't have no staying power. You know, I get it. You know. And I know you get it, but I know that you're busy and you got a lot going on. I never want you to feel bad about anything, but except one thing. I want you to feel bad that your boy is out here in the sun slaving, right? Even if you're busy, but slaving for you. And you could tell your boy to fetch his own cup of water. That's like Chucky. I'll never do that again. I never want that feeling. You are my princess. To me. We may not work. We might work. We could work. I know if you wanted it to work, it would work. I don't know what you're going to want. But to me, like, there's nothing better for me to do, really, than to make you okay. Because I know if I make you okay, you're going to make me twice, three, 10 times as okay. But in the interim, while you can't deliver on that stuff, I don't want to get so sloppy as to get these attitudes, Friday-like attitudes, like I'm undeserving of what I asked for. You know, if Friday would have come up having not produced, having made your life maybe to some extent worse than when he met you, and then he asked you for some gangster shit, I expect you to shut his ass down because he's not deserving. But I haven't done that to you. To me, I've been nothing but deserving. So to get that kind of vibe from you don't set right with me. And if I ever give you that kind of vibe, you need to let me know. You know, because I'm dedicated and focused, but I know my limitations. I know when I'm dedicated and focused and someone is getting spoiled and is like, you know, scaling back while I'm scaling up. I get to a crossroads where I got to say something. It's not a threat. It's just like, yo, hello, look at what's happening. You scaling back, I'm scaling up. You want me to do more and you want to do less. And you, it's feeling like you're telling me I deserve less. And I don't like the, if that's true, you need to say it because your actions are showing one thing, you know, and I don't want to read into it. I want you to tell me. Hopefully this is small enough to send. It was I can't even say it. I'm so tired. It's some shit that I was thinking about on the way. And I hope that we can tighten up. And I know you like to be you and you only like to do what you like to do. But I really beg you to think about how you were when we met and how you asked me never to change. And I'm asking you never to change that feeling that you had that I deserve better than I had. I deserve the best. And that if you could be that best, that you would. You would do as much as you could to make sure I had the best. I still want to feel that from you. When I feel that from you, trust me, there's a lot of things that don't spook me after that. But when I feel like you're like, whatever, and then when I feel like, oh, I'm going to hang out in the clubs, oh, you know, Danny had said this, and oh, Marvin had called, then you do get a little bit more sensitive because it's like, oh, not only are you like playing with a nigga's emotions, now you like you trying to replace a nigga up in this motherfucker. And like that, then it's the whole, you know, where you at and all that stuff. That's where that comes from. No nigga that you make secure about your position with them should be wondering where you at and suspicious and all that stuff. That's not how it happens. It happens when you say, you know, your dick is small and you're old and, you know, and Reggie looks younger and this, that, you know, and Friday got a bigger dick, you know, and I live with him. Those things come when the final blow, when you're like, become kind of indifferent to their needs or their emotions. When you start like, well, you know, that's some punk shit that you need that. Man up. Meanwhile, anything you need, niggas on it. Then they start looking at, oh, only nigga, bitch that would talk to me like that is a bitch that got another nigga. Or, you know, already, you know. So, that's all I'm saying. I hope you can appreciate this. I'm kind of laughing inside because I hope you get my sense of humor. But I'm serious about this shit. You know, I'm not asking you to do nothing. I'm just asking you to treat me with the respect that I deserve to be treated for what I am to you in your life and what you are to me in your. And I may just end up redoing this and just saying that shit.